Chapter 2. Mick. Of Mick's delightful and happenstance encounter with a vendor of spirits. They were charging $2 for a shot of tequila at the Stone Pony, and I wasn't going to pay that. We should have been drinking for free that night since the Southern rock band I was playing in was on the bill. They were originally called 10-Wheel Drive, but I told them that if they wanted me to join, they'd have to change their name. Now, we were Spiders and Cowboys, which, on a scale of 1 to 10 as far as band names go, gets a 4.9. In North Hollywood, I walked down Burbank Boulevard to Magnolia Liquor to get a half pint of cheap tequila. It was as cold as a witch's tit, and I stared at the ground the whole way, thinking about what I could do to teach Spiders and Cowboys about good music. I hadn't spent my life playing guitar and neglecting my kids, my family, my schoolwork, everything, just so I could end up playing in a Southern rock band. When I walked into the store, the guy at the counter sneered, "You look like a rock and roller type." I couldn't tell whether he was complimenting me or making fun of me. I looked up and saw a kid with wild dyed black hair, messy makeup, and leather pants. I think I told him that he looked like a rock and roller too. I'm always on the lookout for people I can play with, so I decided to ask him a few questions and see if he had any potential. He had just moved here and was living with his aunt and uncle, who was a big shot at Capitol Records or something. His name was Frank, he played bass, and he seemed like an all right guy. But then he said he listened to Aerosmith and Kiss, and I can't stand Kiss. I never fucking liked them. I instantly crossed him off my list of possible people to play with. I was into good music, like Jeff Beck and the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. "Listen," I told the kid, "if you want to see a real guitar player, come on down to the Stone Pony after work." He was an arrogant kid, and I didn't think he'd show up. Besides, he only looked to be about 17, so I doubted they'd let him in the door. In fact, I forgot all about him until I saw him during the show. I was playing slide guitar with the mic stand and doing all these insane solos, and his jaw just dropped open. Somebody walking by could have stepped on it. After the gig, we had a few drinks together and talked about the kind of shit that people who've drunk too much tequila talk about. I gave him my phone number. I don't know whether he ever tried to use it, because I went up to Alaska to do some gigs. I didn't care anyway. He liked Kiss.